From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Two American journalists, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, are flying home to Los Angeles after being pardoned by the North Korean government. The women were released after former President Bill Clinton met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Reactions of joy and relief are pouring in from the journalists' family and their friends. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
Stephanie Tomasekovich first met Laura Ling 20 years ago in middle school in a Sacramento suburb. They've been friends ever since. Tomasekovich says the longer she had to wait, the harder it got.
It was beginning to become harder to keep hope, but deep down inside, I really did believe that they would be coming home soon.
Tomasekovich said she had tears in her eyes and her stomach hurt when she heard the news. Another childhood friend, Cheryl Marsh, says she's both ecstatic and relieved.
I'm crying right now because I picture seeing her and hugging her.
In a joint statement, the Ling and Lee families say they're overjoyed at the release and are counting the seconds until they can hold the two journalists in their arms. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
At least four people are dead after a gunman stormed a fitness club south of Pittsburgh late Tuesday and began shooting. At least 10 others were wounded in the attack. Allegheny County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says it all happened so fast.
He did not say anything. He walked right to the room where the shootings occurred as if he knew exactly where he was going, and pulled the guns out and started shooting.
Moffitt says the shooter may be among the dead. He says it may take some time to identify some of the victims because they were not carrying ID on them. The U.S. Commerce Department says personal income in June fell at the highest rate in 4.5 years. The U.S. housing market still shows some signs of recovery. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Commerce Department said personal income fell by 1.3% in June, a bigger drop than economists had expected. Incomes had risen by a similar amount in May, partly because of the one-time-only stimulus checks handed out by the government. But as the impact of those checks faded, income levels fell by a sizable amount. Meanwhile, consumer spending rose in June, but it was down when inflation was factored in. The numbers suggest that recovering from the recession may take a lot longer than many people have expected. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The White House spokesman Robert Gibbs has called Mahmoud Ahmadinejad the elected leader of Iran. President Obama condemned the Iranian government's crackdown on opposition demonstrators, but stayed away from criticizing that country's June 12th presidential vote. Protesters insist the election was stolen from opposition candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi. Ahmadinejad is scheduled to be sworn in by the country's religious leadership on Wednesday. This is NPR News. Mexico's President Felipe Calderón is voicing his full support for the restoration of ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya, who's visiting Mexico City. James Bleers has more.
The document filed by the medical director at the Mojave County Jail in Arizona described worsening vital signs, malnutrition, and inability to urinate, and growing weakness for Warren Jeffs. The leader of the nation's largest polygamous group faced imminent death, the document says, without forced feeding. But jail officials now say Jeffs is eating on his own and is not in the jail's medical facility or an outside hospital. Jail spokeswoman Trish Carter says Jeffs refuses to eat from time to time, making force feeding necessary. Attorney Michael Picaretta says his client engages in religious fasts. Jeffs is awaiting trial in Arizona on charges related to so-called spiritual marriages involving underage girls. He was convicted of similar charges in Utah. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
A high-ranking diplomatic mission is traveling to Honduras in an effort to pressure coup-installed leaders to restore Manuel Zelaya to power. Costa Rican President Oscar Arias said a group of top Latin American diplomats will try to persuade the government of interim President Robert Chiletta to accept all 12 points of a proposed compromise. Two nuclear-powered Russian attack submarines have been patrolling international waters off the coast of the United States, according to media reports. The Defense Department, the reports say, is not concerned about the unusual activity and believes Russia has a right to conduct naval exercises in that area. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.